Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, and if you do it this week, you'll get the article, the feature article, which is How Much Are You Worth? How much should you charge for your services, especially if you're a personal services provider? So you can get that at the by subscribing this week. And don't forget, if you decide that you don't want my newsletter, after you had it for a while, we'll take you right off our list. All you got to do is say remove or unsubscribe. It works like a charm. Karen Post is our guest. She is the branding diva. She's one of our top branding experts in our brain trust. She's the author of the outstanding newsletter, Brain Tattoo, and a brand new book coming out, which we'll get her to tell us about in just a minute. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Can you tell us the title of your new book?
The new book is going to be called The Brain Tattoo also. I love that name so much, and I think it just sums up what a brand is.
That, I do, too.
Yeah.
I like that name.
Yeah.
Good for you. And our old buddy Jeffrey Ginnemer is going to write the foreword for it,
right? That's
right.
I'm very excited about that.
Jeffrey's been on our show before many times, so that's good for you. When's it going to be out?
It's going to be out in January.
All right. Well, you're going to launch it on this show, right?
That's for sure.
All right. Sounds good. Karen, let's talk about branding. You know very well, and my audience does too. My audience are rolling their eyes right now. Oh, no. Here's Blasingame with more branding stuff. Well, let me tell you something, folks. As long as you listen to this show, you're going to get branding stuff with people like Karen and a few others where we talk about branding and because I think this could be one of the most, I know it's one of the most important things for small business owners to brand into their brain, and that's the idea that they have a brand, not only that they have one, but they've got something that's valuable, and in their own way they can dominate with that brand.
Absolutely. The brand is really your friend, Jim, because the brand not only adds value to your organization, a lot of times people will pay more for your product or service because it's branded, but most of all, a brand reduces your buyer's risk. So when they've got to make a choice, they pick you.
Right. Absolutely. All right. Well, what's our branding lesson for the day,
Karen?
Well,
our branding lesson today is I think it's really important that everyone breathes the brand within their organization. And what that means is, that means taking your brand, whether it's your company brand or you've got a very significant product or service brand, and it's making sure that your employees are on that page with you and that they become your brand ambassadors, mm-hmm. so that you're branding from the inside out. It's a critical part of the branding process, and it's the least expensive way to get the biggest bang. And the second part of breathing the brand within your organization is almost looking at your employer brand as a separate initiative, because in this competitive marketplace where a lot of service businesses are struggling to find top talent, a strong brand acts as a magnet and will draw out superstar recruits. It will empower employees to stay loyal and dedicated, and it will add to the overall corporate brand that you have.
Well, it'll make you what I call a premium employer.
That's right.
See, do you know what a premium employee is, folks? A premium employee is somebody that when they're hired to fill a slot that you ordinarily would pay, say, $30,000 or whatever the number is for that position, this person brings something extra to the table that makes them worth more to the company than the regular everyday person you would fill and put in that slot. And they call that a premium employee, and you'll pay them $35,000 or more. You pay them, 10% or 20% more as a premium employee. Well, Karen, your brand can make you a premium employer, meaning that you can pick and choose more and more as you go through the life of your company from the best.
Absolutely. And they've done a lot of studies where they've looked at talented recruits and they've offered them two different job responsibilities, two similar compensation packages, and the company that they're considering that has a very strong brand, they tend to select that because, again, a brand reduces risk to the buyer. The buyer can be your product or the buyer can be an employee. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge part, and we all know that finding and keeping great employees is an expensive part of our business.
Well, and the thing is, it could be that part of your brand and what makes people excited is that it's just fun to work at your place.
Absolutely.
That could be part of your brand, couldn't it?
Absolutely.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We got more to come from the branding diva, Karen Post. Right after these messages, it's 22. If I could show you somehow. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, having more fun than the law allows with our good friend Karen Post, the branding diva. Her new book, which is coming out in the winter, is called Brain Tattoo, which is also the title of her newsletter, her outstanding newsletter. And let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, I'm going to talk to you for a little while about how to get a loan from a bank. I'm going to continue that series that we've been talking about for the last few weeks. And then after me, we're going to be visiting with Skip Miller. Skipper is going to be talking to us about proactive selling, controlling the process, and win the sale. And Karen, I want you to give us your website, please.
My website is www.brandingdiva.com.
Now, what do we find when we get there?
You will find a bunch of great articles that you can download for free and use within your organization. You'll find back issues to my Brain Tattoo newsletter, and then you can read all about me.
All right. Well, that's enough. And and her picture's there, too, folks, so that's worth the trip. Karen, what about the newsletter? Can they order it on your line?
They sure can.
Okay. And is that is there a charge for that?
No, it's absolutely free.
That's the kind we like, isn't
yeah.
it, folks? Okay, Karen, let's get back into our branding, breathing branding into your organization. One thing we haven't talked about before, I have talked about using your brand to make you a premium employer, but we haven't really focused on the fact that you can actually use the brand, and I'm going to use this word in a positive way, folks. Intimidation doesn't have to be a negative thing. It can be a positive thing, can it, Karen?
Absolutely, yeah.
In fact, your brand can intimidate customers, and here's what I'm getting at. Not in a negative way, but in a positive way, and that is to make you the organization to either buy from or work for.
Yeah, kind of giving you a celebrity status.
Exactly. And I was just going to say, and the intimidation part is where they're afraid not to do business with you. They know that what you do is so good that they don't want to be without you.
That's right. That's right. And there's some other specific things that having this strong internal brand can do. One, say you've got a new logo or a corporate identity. Well, if you get your employees really behind wearing that on garments and using it in their communication, it can strengthen your brand's visual identification.
Right.
You can also use it to launch new business units or new business services because your employees are your troops. They're your brand ambassadors. Now, also, many companies go through change, and a brand can serve as a catalyst for change. So if you've got to lay off some folks, you've got management changes, mergers, acquisitions. The brand really works as a security blanket to pull you through really tough times. And the brand also connects your employees as a family, makes you the employer of choice. And one very important thing the brand does, it adds momentum to your selling channels. It will actually speed up and ease up your selling process because if people know what they're selling and they get excited about it, it's going to be a natural byproduct to sell more products. So those mm-hmm. are some really important things that being conscious of your brand can do. And how can one do this if you're a small organization? Well, there's a lot of things you can do from the time you create an application for a prospect work in your brand message in that copy. It needs to be on your website. It needs to be visual in your office. You know, maybe there's graphics in your office. There's props in your lobby. You create newsletters for your employees. A lot of companies even have intranets where they're passcode protected, and employees can learn about the brand by going to the internet. They have contests. They reward employees for really understanding the brand. They have branding events. They do celebrations for brand milestones. They even have birthday parties and christenings for new brands.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a lot of fun with your brand, and it can also add to your organization's value.
One thing you need to do before, though, you don't have to do it before, but what you need to pay attention to is you need to identify your brand in your own mind, in your company's mind. And what I mean by that is you've got to make sure that your brand is definable and identifiable.
Right.
If you're all over the board, if they look one place and there's one color and one font and one description of your logo, and another place somebody else is describing your brand differently than the owner would, than you would, then you've got inconsistencies there, and that confuses people, doesn't it, Karen?
Absolutely. And so what people need to do is just run everything through the brand filter. There's four pieces to the brand. It's your purpose, why you're here, who cares why you're here. It's your personality, all the special attributes that make you up. It's your point of difference, how you stand out in the marketplace, and what you promise your market or your audience. So if you run all of those things through everything you do, you'll be on brand, you'll be breathing brand, and you'll enjoy the fruits of your work.
Absolutely. You know, another tip that I like to recommend to people, Karen, for breathing, I like your way of saying it. I've never used that term, but I think it's an excellent one. I hope you let me use it in the future.
Absolutely.
But with full attribution, of course. And that is, I like the idea of every single employee in the company, from the courier to the CEO, having a business card. What do you think about that?
Oh, it's so important, and it needs to be a business card, again, that tells the story of the brand. So if you're an innovative company, you want to make sure you look like you're on the cutting edge. If you are a company with traditional values, you know, you can look established and traditional, but
mm-hmm.
just make sure it's consistent. It makes me nuts when I know a company knows who they are, and then they create communication materials that are so inconsistent with their brand story, and they wonder why they haven't been able to land their brand in the mind of their market.
The number one cardinal sin in the marketplace for which you can be tried and convicted and given a capital punishment, which is failure, and that is confusing the customer.
Absolutely.
Until, stay with us. We'll be right back with the branding diva, Karen Post. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and that's Chuck Berry on guitar, by the way. Karen, you play a pretty mean guitar too, don't you?
I wish I could say I did. No, I play a pretty good tennis game.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll get you out there on the tennis court sometime. Karen Post, ladies and gentlemen, is the branding diva. Give us your website again, Karen.
www.brandingdiva.com.
Be sure, folks, go to her website and subscribe to her newsletter. And Karen, I know you're like me. You've got a very simple but very strict privacy policy.
I do.
Whatever they give you, you keep. And when they want you not to have it anymore, you give it back.
That's correct.
Very simple, and they're the only kind of that's the only kind of folks I deal with, ladies and gentlemen. And so, subscribe to her letter. I promise you, you'll learn some things. One of the most important things you need to focus on from now forward is your brand, and understand that your brand is valuable. And, you know, Karen, a lot of people are thinking about exit strategies. They're thinking, okay, I've got this business. I'm 45 years old. I'd like to sell it when I'm 60 and, you know, for a lot of money and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And the way to maximize that exit strategy is to have a brand that intimidates the buyers.
Absolutely. I always say if you've got a brand, add a few zeros to your selling price.
Yeah.
Because it's worth money in the bank.
Well, yeah. When you've established your brand, and as I said earlier, you can dominate in your marketplace. With small businesses can dominate in their own world, no question about it. When you've got a brand that can dominate, then what that means is when people wake up in the morning and they want what you sell, they don't think about what they want. They think about who's going to fulfill it, and that's either your face or the storefront or your sign or one of your employees.
That's right.
And, buddy, when that ding goes off, that's when you got some major zeros on the filling out your exit strategy.
Right, and you know, companies are all about their people, and your brand is going to be a magnet to the best people in the market. So when you go to sell, you know, that's another aspect of your valuation.
You know, Karen, back to the breathing the brand into your business. If you can do this with your when you do this with your employees, when you breathe this into your business, so your employees have caught on to your brand and it's caught fire, and you've got some buzz by your own employees. And they'll talk to their friends, they'll talk to their you know, the people that they know, they'll pass this on to customers. It's contagious. And when that happens, Karen, you got one of the most incredible intangibles any business can have, and that's fun.
That's right.
And when people see, I have a friend who owns a business that is so much fun to go and watch them operate that some people have said, you guys ought to charge admission just to come watch you guys do your business.
That's great.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they all need to remember that it needs to start at the top, but breathe the brand from within your organization. But top management, executive level, the owners, they need to be role models for the brand because the employees look up to them. And if they're not breathing brand, then certainly the employees are not going to follow along.
One of the detriments, I think, to breathing the fun part of your brand into a company, Karen, is some managers haven't learned how to have fun and also have the hierarchy. In other words, they think that if they have fun with their employees, that will preclude the employee having respect for them. And I'll tell you, that's a management trait people need to learn, isn't it? How to have fun and manage people.
Oh, absolutely.
At the same time.
It's a balance, but it's done by the best leaders of the best companies in our country.
Yep.
And they'll see the fruits of their reward because their employees will be loyal, they'll be dedicated, and they'll achieve their goal of landing their brand.
I believe that intimidation of anybody, an employee, and I'm talking about the negative kind of intimidation, let's call it dominating. The dominating model of management as opposed to the partner model of management is not the way to build a dominating brand.
No, you want to empower your employees and your troops to breathe brand because they believe in it and they love it and they're ambassadors. They become evangelists for your brand.
I have been an employee of companies like that before, where I was so darn proud to be part of that brand, I didn't know what to do. And it's a good feeling. It makes you feel good, and it almost makes you, I mean, you want the paycheck, but the paycheck is just sort of another one of the things that you get.
Yeah, it's a secondary. Absolutely, because you feel part of the family. Like you said, you're proud to be part of the organization. Yes, it's all about emotions. Branding is about emotions, and really, organizations are about emotions, too.
Folks, if you want some of this for your company, check out brandingdiva.com, and you'll find some things. Karen will help you learn that. Karen, thank you very much.
Well, thanks for having me, Jim. I always have fun.
We'll see you next time.
Okay, bye.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.